Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.
My name is Andrew Bangler.
Hi, Andrew. You know what the WABC game prize is this time?
Yes, it is. Yashica camera.
I'm glad you know, because now it's yours.
Ah, great.
You just won a Yashica MG1 35mm camera worth $125.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Are you into photography?
Yes, I am.
All right. Add that to your collection and snap a lot of good shots for us, all right?
I will.
Hey, tell everybody what's your favorite radio station.
WABC.
After the work is done, while you're still having fun, the king of beers is waiting for your call when you say Budweiser.
Voice St. Louis.
Nadanex congratulates Jamie McElroy, the Bronx Fixer Falter, Sean Cassidy, Goodies, the album poster and pillowcase courtesy of Warner Brothers, and we got more real soon.
Thank you, Bruce. At 5 o'clock, here's the local news. This is Michael Salzman. Kickoff campaign for Yvonne Davis running for a seat on the county legislature. From the local news, I'm Michael Salzman, and now more 1340 Wall Music with Bruce Wayne Allen.
A big hit for the Four Seasons back in 1962-63-ish, and Big Girls Don't Cry.
WABC. And the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Jersey and Rockland Westchester counties until 11 p.m. tonight.
So loud.
WABC sounds like a woman who really loves herself. Belongs to me, nobody but me. Well, I like her, she's honest. It's WABC and a Steve O'Brien show featuring Stainless Steve O'Brien. Now, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern New Jersey and Rockland and Westchester County. Still a
WABC.
I look for Tuesday, clearing and slightly cooler, high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 77 WSUS degrees in New Jersey.
Rated number one, all hit music from the Jersey Giant. Here's Rick Anthony with the best of both worlds.
Down in country.
Where the music continues with Gallagher and Lyles in Love on the Airwaves, Every Little Teardrop.
Six nights a week, and something very special happens as I join with Candy Jones for the Long John Neville Candy Jones Show. It's entertaining conversation, unusual guests, and, well, a few surprises, and I sincerely hope you'll join us.
Starting at midnight, Monday through Saturday on 1340 Wall.
LLFM, Middletown.
The most pleasant hours of your day are the ones you spend with Stereo 103. Beautiful WFMN.
Beautiful music to make your evening just a little nicer. From Stereo 103, WFMN.
WBPM weather for Kingston. Warm and humid overnight. Chance of showers or thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms may be heavy with strong winds, possibly hail. The low is 65 to 70. Later on today, Monday, partly sunny, continued warm. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High is 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, continued warm tonight and tomorrow. The lows tonight in the 60s. The highs Tuesday in the mid-80s to low 90s. The chance of rain is 50% overnight, 30% Monday and Monday night. Presently in uptown Kingston, it's 68 degrees, 28 degrees Celsius. I'm Tom Williams, WBPM News.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and join me in a little while for Bill Hewitt and What's It All About.
Willie Nelson is one of the most popular country singers in the world today, but the leader of the progressive outlaw movement is still every bit as country as he was 15 years ago. I'm Bill Hewitt, and this is What's It All About.
WBPM broadcasts in stereo with 760 watts effective radiated power on an assigned frequency of 94.3 megahertz by authority of the Federal Communications Commission.
That's 24 Celsius in Newburgh and Beacon. I'm Jeff Cowan for Stereo 103 WFMN, your place for beautiful music.
What's so special about a door?
Here's 65 to 70. Chance of late afternoon or evening thundershowers today and tomorrow. Currently 76 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 24 degrees Celsius. Coming up next on WALL and WALL-FM, two recorded public affairs programs. The first of which is National Town Meeting from AP Radio. That will be followed by Wingspread from the Johnson Foundation.
From the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., this is National Town Meeting. The topic this week is Latin America Today. The guests are the Honorable Alejandro Orfila, Secretary General of the OAS, and the Honorable Gail McGee, U.S. Ambassador to the OAS. The moderator is Richard Valeriani of NBC News.
And then right. Ben Middletown, signing off until 5:28 a.m. this morning.
Music for every mood from WPAT FM 93.
Hey, you and the Little Red Sports.
Parsons Project, day after day from the new Iowa. It's almost 2:30 in the morning. I didn't want to hear that.
So you feel it.
77 WABC.
WABC, New York.
This is Meet the Author. I'm Gary Nunn, ABC News, New York. Our guest on Meet the Author this week...
Rick, and we'll be discussing the average cow here this morning on the Steve O'Brien Show, 4:30 at WABC, New York. Good morning. Music Radio. I want to wish you a good morning. It's Monday. It's already hot as you know what out there. Muggy, rotten air. It's going to stay with us the next couple of days. Here's The Chain from Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, WABC. To not let air polluted by cigarette smoke invade your lungs, WABC suggests you send for your Lung Association's free booklet, Secondhand Smoke for Life and Breath Facts. They care about every breath you take. John?
On the WABC scoreboard, the Yankees lost their third game in a row to the Kansas City Royals, taking an 8-4 drubbing yesterday. The Mets split with the Pirates, losing the opener 3-1 and beating Pittsburgh 9-3. And in soccer, the Cosmos blank
station, WABC, New York.
NBC has been off the air for the last 4 hours to perform necessary technical maintenance. WNBC is owned and operated by the National Broadcasting Company, with studios and executive offices located in the RCA Building, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City, New York. WNBC transmits on 660 kilohertz by the authority of the Federal Communications Commission. WNBC New York, the new 66 NBC.
NBC Radio News, this is Jim.
Reflect on what they do. In other words, we go through our lives and we do what we do because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. You must have been forced that night to look at radio in a different manner than you did the day before.
Oh, absolutely.
What did you learn that night about yourself, about radio, and about New Yorkers?
Well,
Frances Hampton, who lives in South Amboy, New Jersey, and I said to her, "What did Smokey say?" And she said...
This is Smokey Robinson, and I said, WNBC wants you to win the cash, and I second that emotion.
And I gave her $10 in cash and a pair of tickets to the concert this Friday night that features Rock and Roll Spectacular at Madison Square Garden, so congratulations to her. Some more music from the movies now. The theme from The Entertainer, or The Sting, rather, this is called The Entertainer, Marvin Hamlisch. Scott Joplin's music as a theme from The Sting, The Entertainer. It's 9:51 with Radio City Bell in for Oogie Pringle on a Sunday morning in New York City. Expecting kind of a nice day today. A little bit windy, a little bit cool, but the sun will shine. It's 40 degrees at Midtown.
Oh, what a night.
Town Radio City, Bill, and here's Petula Clark.
On Sunday, July 4th at 2 p.m., a massive nationwide bell ringing ceremony will mark the 200th birthday of the United States of America, the bicentennial.
Throughout the country, celebrations and exhibits are planned to mark this extra special 4th of July holiday.
Here in the Hudson River Valley region of New York State, an area rich in history, many festivities will mark the occasion. There will be parades, displays, celebrations, a day to remember in the Hudson Valley with a history of our own dating back to 1609, when Captain Henry Hudson first sailed up the majestic river named in his behalf.
The city of Beacon, once known as Mattawan and Fishkill Landing, dates back to the 1600s. The name Beacon was used as a result of a mountain overlooking the city. In early days, men stood watch atop the mountain using beacons as signaling devices. Thus, the mountain became known as the Beacon Mountain, and a city below assumed the name. In the early 17th century, the area was made up of Dutch settlers, the Wappingers Indians, and the Mattawan Indians. On the west side of the Hudson River was the Quassaic Palatine Parish, which later became known as Newburgh. A ferry brought the two sides of the river together as early as 1743 and operated until the opening of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge in 1963.
The area is rich in historical landmarks.
Washington's headquarters, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the home of Franklin D. Roosevelt, the Madame Brett Homestead, the Verplank Homestead at Mount Gillian.
And on Sunday, July 4th, the historical Hudson Valley comes alive again, saluting its heritage and the 200th birthday of the United States of America.
The city of Beacon has a number of activities planned for the 4th of July. First of all, at 2 o'clock, the city will participate in a nationwide bell-ringing ceremony involving all 50 states. Following that, there will be the grand parade for the city's 4th of July celebration, including bands, floats, and 30 marching units featuring those represented by local organizations. Then at 4 o'clock p.m., it's recreation time in the city. Games and field events will be held at Memorial Park, and an awards and concert program in the park will follow featuring the Beacon Civic Band. Then at 9 o'clock p.m., capping the 4th of July, it's the Gala Fireworks display from the summit of Mount Beacon. In the city and town of Newburgh and the town of New Windsor, a joint Tri-City Parade is planned, beginning at 12 noon at the Mid-Valley Mall and continuing through the city of Newburgh to the Recreation Park, where the event will break up. At dusk, fireworks will be held at the waterfront, and Newburgh Town Supervisor Malone Bannon reminds that the Little Red Schoolhouse, a traditional replica of the traditional Little Red American Schoolhouse, will be open, and Mr. Bannon encourages one and all to take the occasion to visit. In the town of Cornwall, a parade is also planned beginning at 4 p.m. at the Grand Union on Main Street. Floats with various types of programs will be present in the parade. The parade will then proceed to Donahue's Farm in the village of Cornwall, where there will be a 4th of July picnic, fireworks, band concerts, singing, and colonial-type programs. The village and town of Fishkill have quite an extravaganza planned. First of all, at 11 a.m., there will be the traditional reading of the Declaration of Independence at Van Wyck Hall. At 1 p.m., there will be the muster of the 4th Dutchess Militia, and then the welcome address at 2 p.m. by the president of the Fishkill Historical Society. At 2:15, the Revolutionary War Memorial Monument will be dedicated, and then at 3 o'clock, there will be a main address conducted by Colonel Hamilton Fish, a longtime political figure in southeastern New York. 3:15 will see the inspection and review of the militia by Colonel Fish, and then at 3:45, there will be the unveiling of the town's bicentennial quilt. At 4 o'clock, the dedication of the town's traditional 1732 kitchen is planned, and from 4:15 to 6, it's open house and refreshments. The city of Poughkeepsie just has an old-fashioned picnic planned at Kale Rock Park from 2 to 5. Remember to bring your own food. Musical entertainment will be held along with a sing-along. Nothing official is planned in the town of East Fishkill, but two churches do plan special services. The Episcopal Church of the Resurrection on Route 376 will have a colonial period service, and the Hopewell Reformed Church will have everyone there sign a document indicating they were there on the 4th of July, and that document will be placed in the church's archives. The town of Wappinger will hold special festivities at the Greer Toyota site on Route 9 in the town. At 1:15, there will be the invocation and the singing of God Bless America. Then the Boy Scouts will present the American flag to the town. The town historian will present the town flag, and the town bicentennial commission will thereupon present the bicentennial flag. The Girl Scouts will lead in the Pledge of Allegiance, and a Star-Spangled Banner will be sung, accompanied by the Livingston Fife and Drum Corps of Rhinebeck. Then Town Supervisor Lewis Deal will dedicate the new bicentennial bell and flagpoles. Then at 2 o'clock, the town of Wappinger, along with the city of Beacon, will participate in the nationwide bell-ringing ceremony with its brand-new bicentennial bell. Vicki Fisher, the town queen, will present the Declaration of Independence. Then there will be more drum corps drills, a reading of a history of bell reading by Town Bicentennial Commission Chairman Connie Smith, and then more band music throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening. In keeping with America's bicentennial effort, a few athletes will pioneer the long road as thin-clad runners this 4th of July holiday. Much like the symbolic Olympic torch carrier who greets athletes from around the world, these runners, including two graduates of the U.S. Military Academy, will bear messages of greeting and inspiration to the U.S. Olympic team in a marathon run from Washington, D.C. to Montreal. Two groups of runners will participate, and a second group of runners will be following a route through West Point to Montreal in time for the opening ceremonies of the Olympics July 17th. The four hope to enter West Point's Thayer Gate at 10 a.m. on July 7th. After a brief ceremony of welcome, they will spend that afternoon at West Point's Fort Putnam in order to greet old friends and display the governor's messages. At 3 o'clock p.m., they will resume the long run to Montreal, following the natural route created by the Hudson Basin.
The United States of America, 200 years old today, still the greatest country in the world.
I'm John Sims.
And this is Rick Liotta. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bob Brady.
1260 WBAI and WSPKFM. Pick up on a couple of items here on our community calendar for you. The Beekman Bicentennial Celebration will be held today. The parade started at 9 a.m. and it reassembled at the Beekman Recreation Park at 10:30, and there are activities going on there throughout the day at the Beekman Recreation Park. Many activities and demonstrations, food and games and contests, and a lot of fun and a lot of patriotic type goodies out there. The Newburgh Youth Bureau is sponsoring an outdoor concert in Downing Park on August 1st. Anyone interested in performing, please contact Mabel Pierce at the Youth Bureau at 565-3260. That's August 1st, the outdoor concert at Downing Park. Newburgh Youth Bureau is sponsoring it. If you'd like to perform, if you play an instrument, please contact Mabel Pierce at the Youth Bureau at 565-3260.
Another public service announcement from
grand funk, she's some kind of wonderful. 1214 at Stereo SPK, according to Father Fagnani of the St. Patrick's Church in Newburgh, all CCD classes for tomorrow morning are canceled because of the snow. This is gold for 1965, Fontella Bass. Bass, rescue me. Winter storm warning continues. Snow becoming heavy at times. Snow may be mixed with freezing rain or sleet. Driving will be very hazardous. Accumulations of 6 inches or more seems to have tapered off somewhat, though. Low tonight around 30. We've passed that. It's down to 25 right now. It's going to be windy tonight also. Right now, Rufus, Once You Get Started.
Once you get started. Oh,
Stereo SPK, Once You Get Started.
1047.
That's gold from the fifth dimension. Love's lines, angles, and rhymes. Listen, we've all been caught in them, believe me. 1225 at Stereo SPK. You've been caught in them whether you realize it or not. This is America for the other side, for the lonely people. Gold tokens, the lion sleeps tonight. Well, we're going to wake that lion up with a little bit of news from Jeff Weiser, and then back with more music. We'll come back with Barry Manilow.
WSPK Poughkeepsie, the Rock of the Hudson.
We'll still have a little snow and freezing rain throughout the night. They're saying accumulations of 6 inches. I don't think we'll see it, though, really. Low tonight around 30, becoming windy late tonight. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and windy, high in the mid-30s. Current temperature in Poughkeepsie is 25 degrees. This is Barry Manilow.
Wouldn't believe her fin.
Hello, it's WSBK. It's a miracle. And this is...
Winter is happy. Well, at least I'm frightened. Can somebody tell me what kind of time?
Tony Orlando and Don at Stereo SPK, Old Sweet Gypsy Rose. Dave Marshall here at Stereo SPK. We'll be here till 1 o'clock this morning having fun playing records, doing all kinds of weird things. Like what? Having fun and playing records. What else could I tell you? This is Olivia Newton-John, if you've never been mellow.
There was a time when I was...
That's Olivia Newton-John, Have You Never Been Mellow. Kisses sweeter than wine. That's Jimmy Rogers at Stereo SPK, a little solid gold. 1244 at Stereo SPK, is that right? Is that what time it is? Yeah, that's close enough. Okay, hey, don't forget, I'll be off tomorrow night. But tomorrow night, from 6 to 1, Rich Ball will be here, and he'll be entertaining you from the hours of 6 to 1 at Stereo SPK. This is Carl Douglas. Douglas at Stereo SPK, Dance the Kung Fu. And it's hard for me to tell what time it is without seeing the clock. It is now 12:40. Coming up 12:48 at Stereo SPK. I don't tell time too well. Here's Steely Dan.
We had a...
Hey, Ricky, you dope. Don't lose that number. That's Steely Dan. Called The Immigrant. Well, the weather's not too wonderful out. It's we're having a few inches of snow. They originally said 6. I don't think we'll really get it. Low is supposed to be about 30, and we're already down to 25 degrees. It's going to get windy later on and continue tomorrow. 25 degrees in Poughkeepsie. Solid gold from Dennis Yost from the Classics 4. Solid gold from 1969, Dennis Yost and the Classics 4, and traces. Well, we have traces of snow around, did not get the accumulation of 6 inches. However, it's still snowing out, not quite as heavy as it was before, but we might get a couple more inches, so beware of that. Low should have been down around 30. We passed that quite a while back. 25 degrees in Poughkeepsie right now. That's going to do it for the Dave Marshall Show on a Friday evening, Saturday morning. Rich Ball will be in tonight at 6 o'clock, carry you through to the 1 o'clock hour, and I'll be back again 6 o'clock on Sunday. I'll be looking for you then. Until that time, have yourself a good night tonight and a good day tomorrow.
WBNR Stereo SPK, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John and Kiki D. It's 3:46.
In the Fishkill Bowl in Fishkill.
At Radio Center, we've got a good-sized thunderstorm happening right over here at the Stereo SPK Studios and WBNR Studios, of course. Radio Center Studios, whatever you want to call them, which are, by the by, located in Beacon. So
If you happen to be, oh, I suppose, east of the Beacon-Newburgh area, and it's not raining there yet, stay tuned. It sure as heck would be very shortly. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, my little town, we're having a good time here. I tell you, one of those days where I should have stayed in bed, obviously. Raining like the blazes outside, a thunderstorm throughout the Beacon area. Hudson Valley probably having a lot of these going through right now. And to get back things straight, knock off the air for a couple of minutes. WSBK FM Poughkeepsie returned to the air about 3 minutes ago, and WBNR Beacon-Newburgh just rejoined us back on the air about 1 minute ago. So now we're back to full service and full power right here at 1260 Radio, WBNR, and 104.7 FM Stereo SPK. And things are bound to get better, folks. What else can I say? It's a good rain, though. Things have cooled off considerably outside. I don't know what the latest temperature is. I know that about, I'd say roughly 2 hours ago, we were hitting over 100 degrees, and now with this rain, we must be down somewhere back in the 70s, and that is a blessing in anybody's language, I think, right now. So, things are back in order. Ed Roberts here for a Saturday afternoon at Stereo SBK and WBNR. Right now, we've got...
WAVC, Newburgh.
Good afternoon. At 4 o'clock, here's the local news. Michael Salzman reporting.
For Sunday. Currently, temperature has dropped down to 70 degrees. That's a 21 Celsius. I'm Ed Roberts, WBNR Beacon-Newburgh, and WSPK FM Poughkeepsie. It's 4 p.m.
Well, gang, happened again, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, a wild thunderstorm just passed on by and doing crazy things to our power over here. WBNR Beacon-Newburgh back on the air, as well as WSPK FM Poughkeepsie, following some minor power outages due to an electrical storm. And I think we'll be back on the air to stay right now, since the storm is pretty well passed on by east of us. Everybody east of the Beacon-Newburgh area, look out, it's a good one. Hudson Valley weather does call for some more showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, and that one that did pass us by was a goodie for about a half hour. Gave us a lot of rain, a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder too, and some power outages throughout the area, but I believe power is back on just about everywhere right now, and we are back on the air. But good thing about the whole thing is that we were up to over 100 degrees this afternoon before the rains came. Now we're cooled off to a nice, pleasant 70 degrees, 21 Celsius, here at Radio Set Air. Austin, I'll play for you. It's 4:16.
Well, I guess we're due for it for a couple of days. It's 98, mostly sunny, WABC degrees in the Ingram Mets. Bay City Rollers on WABC in the Ingram Mets, 22 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon Ingram show. How you doing? I certainly hope so. It's warm. Now, that'll take a couple of pounds out of your body just by walking around today.
Don't forget to ask for your free set of guitar strings with every guitar purchase.
My goodness, I never forget something like that. 70 degrees and 21 Celsius. Some showers still hanging around the Hudson Valley area. Happen to be east of the Newburgh Beacon area. Get ready for some pretty good size thunderstorms heading your way. It's 422, Cat Stevens.
Phone 562-6880.
Smart shoppers will be looking in this Sunday's News, Newsday, and Star Ledger
for Blair Inserts Money Saving Coupon Supplement. You'll find cents off coupons for Keebler Rich and Chip, for Coconut Chocolate Drop and CC Biggs Chocolate Chip Cookies, for Dow Bathroom Cleaner, and see here, for Kraft Salad Dressings, Brim Decaffeinated Coffee, Post Sugar Crisp, Right Guard Pump Power Non-Aerosol Deodorant, Nesty, take the Nesty Plunge, Short and Sassy Shampoo, and Frisky's Dog Food. That's in this Sunday's News, Newsday, and Star Ledger. It's a service of John Blair Marketing. Well, the man says hot, partly sunny this afternoon, near 100, chance of a thunderstorm or two this evening here and there. I hear a couple of my earphones, so there's got to be one around somewhere. A continued hot, becoming more humid tonight and Sunday, fair skies, 75 to 80 tonight. That'll be the low, 95 to 100 tomorrow again. Another thundershower chance late in the afternoon. It's 98 degrees and mostly sunny at WABC and Jefferson Starship.
Don't know what's happened.
For 3 hours, Dick Fisher will be playing summertime favorites. Summer has gone by. Speaking of those summertime favorites, here's one from Frankie Valli. This goes back to 1967. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Too good to be true.
Out on his own and finished up 76 with his own hit record, Stand Tall at 1340 Wall. Happy New Year. Sunday afternoon swimming and handball sessions for the public at Orange County Community College will be resumed on Sunday, January the 9th. This Starland Vocal Band, 76.
Airchecks.com.